Welcome to the St. Ninian's Community Church Lent Podcast. Thank you for listening. It's Jacob here, and today's reading's coming from Luke chapter 18, verse 35. It goes like this. As he drew near to Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging, and hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what this meant. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by," and he cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Recover your sight. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. This is a great passage all about how so quickly a man who was neglected and told to be quiet is raised up. And through him and his encounter with Jesus, all the people with him start glorifying God for the great miracle. This passage also appears earlier on in Mark. And that passage doesn't add much more other than giving this man a name, Bartimaeus. And although we don't know very much about him, it's clear from the passage that he knew all about Jesus, instantly realising he was the son of David. And instead of seeing the crowd and asking them for money and begging, with the hope that he might make enough money to last him through at least another week, he instantly focused on Jesus, ignoring the crowd around him. He looked and he was persistent in searching him out. But it's not just a one-sided way. As soon as Jesus realised what was going on, he turned and asked the crowd to bring Bartimaeus to him. I think this shows a lot about our relationship with God, that although we may try and seek him out to have an encounter with him, it's Jesus that also seeks us out and made it so easy by giving his life on the cross for us. Jesus is searching for us and constantly waiting for us to have the choice to have an encounter with him. But what also struck me from this passage was from where it pops up in Mark, and how at the end of the passage, after Jesus has just healed him, he said, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. It really struck me that Jesus almost didn't expect Bartimaeus to come and follow him by saying, "Go on your way." He just said, "Thank you for your faith in me. You've been healed. Now go about your daily lives." But Bartimaeus was so struck by this encounter that he had to have more and he had to keep following Jesus. But at the same time, what would he have gone back to? If possibly he'd been sitting begging blind for years, what would he have to go to? What jobs? What house? His life had been changed so incredibly by this encounter that he almost had no choice but to follow Jesus and the crowd. Finally, the fact that Bartimaeus pushed through the crowd's initial rebuke shows just how desperate he was to have this encounter with Jesus, because he clearly knew or felt that this would be such a meaningful and important thing for his life. I wonder, what are the crowds in our lives, the things that get in the way between us and God, whether it's work or just commitments elsewhere, or it's just not having the energy sometimes, not feeling like we have the energy, even though we perfectly do have it. But what in our own lives is stopping us from getting to Jesus? Because Jesus makes it so easy to have an encounter with him and to just have a new blessing from him. He makes it so easy by dying on that cross. Just by the way that the crucifixion position is, all the pictures of Jesus show him nailed to the cross, but with his arms wide open. And I think this says a lot about God, that the curtain was torn and that it's so easy for us to have this encounter with God. We just need to be able to be like Bartimaeus and be persistent and keep seeking, to know, to get through all the things that we don't need as much, and to know that Jesus and our encounter with him is the real prize. And so I pray for all of us that we may have the spirit of Bartimaeus, to keep on with our eyes focused on God, knowing that the encounter with him that would bring would just be so extraordinary that even a lot of us who are already Christians listening to this might still be focused and fixed on him to the point that we just have no choice but to follow him and no option but to live our lives for him. Let's pray. God, we thank you that you made it so easy for us. We thank you that you sent your only son down to die, and that it's so straightforward that any time we want, we can pray to you, or we can call a blessing from the Holy Spirit, Lord, that we can encounter you and meet you, if only we manage to push through all the small boundaries in our lives. Lord, give us the strength to do that, and give us the encouragement to fix our eyes on you, and to really encounter you, and come across you new in our lives, that you would bless us, and that you would help us, and that you would give us the strength and the courage to pick up our cross and follow you.